went to see my physician. He said, you're definitely ill. Then said the nurse, I've seen worse, and the doctor just gave me a pill. Take one of those three times a day, don't ever stop until you're nearly dead or almost better. Keep out of the reach of children. The thing is, there might be some side effects. You mean there probably will? Well, if it's a fact, just come back and I'll give you another pill. On top of that, 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 and then he showed me his bill. I popped another pill.
Welcome to When Your Health Matters. Your host is Dr. Richard Hantoon of Advanced Alternative Medicine Center, located right here in the Hudson Valley in Newburgh. Dr. Hantoon has been practicing alternative health, utilizing chiropractic and many other alternative health techniques for the past 27 years to support you when your health matters. It's his intention to offer practical advice every week for you to consider and apply in your own life to make your life and the lives of your family and friends healthier and happier. And when you have questions, he'll give you resources to get your health-related questions answered from Doc Rick himself or another expert from the show. Being empowered to make positive health choices before a problem arises is the best way to approach health. And he promises to have information for you every week that will allow you to become proactive and empowered to take control of your health and your life. Doc Rick is grateful you're tuned in today, and your journey will begin after our first commercial break from our generous sponsor.
You are listening to the Alternative Healthcare Network.
I'm here with Bruce Bagan of B&B Pool and Spa Center. We're talking about making home pools and spas green.
As always, it's great speaking with you, Jimmy.
You are the exclusive pool builder that offers the IntelliPool and IntelliSpa.
Jimmy, green is about more than just energy. It's about safety and cleanliness as well.
What makes up an Intelli system?
As far as what's green, it includes a programmable IntelliFlow pump with its built-in shutoff feature that meets New York and New Jersey's requirements for new pools. We use heat pumps that reduce heating costs. We offer solar heating as well. For those people who wish to reduce or eliminate chemicals in the pool, we can install a system that makes their water virtually chemical-free.
Thanks for informing our listeners, Bruce. If you need to contact a pool professional about your pool, call B&B Pool and Spa Center, 787 Chestnut Ridge Road in Chestnut Ridge, and on the web at bbpoolandspa.com, or call 800-594-2137. That's bbpoolandspa.com, 800-594-2137.
You are listening to the Alternative Healthcare Network.
Welcome to this week's show, When Your Health Matters, the show designed to empower you to better health through knowledge and education. And I'm your host, Dr. Richard Hantoon from Advanced Alternative Medicine Center. We are located at 138 Canal Street in Pooler Park. We're in Suite 404 of Building 400. And again, that is in Pooler, Georgia. If you have any questions, if you want to talk to me directly, the best way to do that would be to call my cell phone. It's this little handy-dandy thing I have in my hand right now. It is a phone that only receives phone calls. It does not receive texts, so please do not text me because you will never get a response because I will never get your text. So the phone number is 845-561-2225. Again, 845-561-2225. I typically will be the one answering that phone. So that's the quickest way to get a hold of me and the quickest way to get an answer to your concerns. If you are more of a texting person and you want to do things a little bit incognito or with a little bit of distance between me and you, you can send me an email. Again, don't text me because my phone does not receive texts, but you can email me at docrick@spineboy.com. That's D-O-C-R-I-C-K @spineboy.com. And it would be my pleasure to help you to better understanding with the concerns that you have regarding your health. And the sad part is, in this country, we're supposed to be the greatest nation in the world, and unfortunately, we are certainly well far away from being the greatest nation as far as healthcare goes. We have a system of chasing symptoms and going after health issues from the end of the problem as opposed to going back to the beginning of the problem. And so this show is called When Your Health Matters. You get to decide when your health matters. And when your health does matter, I'm happy to consult with you. I have lots of people who come to me before they get sick. I also have lots of people that come to me after they're sick. And the people that come to me before they're sick have much better health and avoid having sicknesses significantly more of the time than those who come to me after the fact. So if you're interested in maintaining your health, it's your number one asset that you have, because if you don't have your health, you don't even want to get out of bed in the morning, and the rest of your life really doesn't matter. But if you do enjoy your health, want to maintain your health, or want to restore your health, I would be a wonderful person to discuss that with. I will teach you natural methods in which to get well and avoid the whole system of healthcare that we have. You know, our political representatives are fighting over the cost of healthcare, the cost of drugs, the cost of this, the cost of that. And what nobody's talking about is the true problem that we have in this country is that nobody's actually talking about health. So I'm sure we're going to get into that today. I want to thank you for tuning in. I appreciate your time. The man that helps me do this show each week is the man behind the scenes. His name is Mark Sabin. He's a father extraordinaire. He's a marketer extraordinaire. He is a good friend. He's a interfaith minister. He's the man that married my wife and I. He was the head officiant at our ceremony. I've known him for, God, it's got to be over 15 years now. And he's just a real all-around good guy. So we want to introduce my co-host and the man, again, the man behind the scenes. His name is Mark Sabin, and we want to say welcome, Mark, and welcome to When Your Health Matters.
Well, thanks, Doc Rick. It's a pleasure to be here, and I really wanted to talk to you about some important things that I think we're all facing now, because we have a healthcare system that's supposed to be for our health, but it actually seems to be having other consequences for us. And that debate is really happening front and center. Is it really that we have a healthcare system, or we have a sickness care system, and what's the difference?
Well, that's a wonderful question, and it's a very important question. It's things that you and I have been talking about for, I don't know, basically the last 14 years on air, and I've basically represented my whole life, and certainly my whole professional life since I was in my mid-20s, and now I'm in my mid-50s. So for 30-plus years, I've been representing this particular perspective, and health is the opposite of sickness, but our healthcare system spends all of its time focusing on treating sickness. It's interesting, ESPN, because that's really the only thing in life that interests me other than healthcare is going, understanding competition between human beings and who's winning and who's losing and all of that. And they were celebrating today. And they were trying to raise money for the V Foundation. And Coach Valvano passed away of cancer, I think it was back in the 80s, could have been in the 90s. It was quite a long time ago. And he developed a foundation to help fight cancer, and talking about how important it is that we spend a lot of time, energy, and money and raising money for cancer research. And I'm sitting there saying, you guys are asking the wrong question. And it's about focusing on sickness. And no disrespect to anybody, I've been touched by cancer in my life, and I'm sure everybody listening has been touched by cancer if they haven't experienced it themselves. I've had more than one family, four family members that I'm aware of that have gone through cancer and have cancer treatments. And thank goodness they've all come out the other end in a positive way. But at the end of the day, nobody's asking the most important question.
Which is?
Why?
Why they're getting cancer.
Why do we have cancer? Mm-hmm. Why are the treatments still the same as they were, I don't know, 40, 50 years ago? There've been advances in the treatment, but there's been more advances in the detection of. The treatment hasn't changed all that much, okay?
That's
either chemotherapy or it's radiation. Now, the interesting thing is we appreciate that radiation causes cancer, and yet we're using radiation to fight cancer. And I think putting toxic chemicals into the body to fight cancer is one of the reasons why we get cancer, is all the toxic chemicals that we put into our body. And so there's a lot of misunderstandings. And again, going back to what the most important question is why do we have cancer? Why do we have heart disease? Why do we have diabetes? Why do we have high blood pressure? Why do we get strokes? Why do we have autoimmune disease? These are the things that need to be addressed. And so when you're dealing with a sickness care system, which is focused on treating and managing sickness, because that's exactly what Mr. Golic said this morning, it's about the treatment of cancer and having enough money so that we can do research so that we can treat cancer. And I'm yelling at the radio saying, Mike, you're missing the whole point. Why do we have this? Nobody's addressing the why. And so it's a nice little, you know, set the ball on the tee up for this show today.
I guess so. You know,
we need to understand. You can either focus on sickness and treat that forever, which is what blood pressure and diabetes and cholesterol and autoimmune, and all of these treatments are forever, or you can fix the source of the problem and get back to your life. Those are the differences between a healthcare versus
between
a
healthcare
sickness care.
And sickness care. And it would be so important to be able to focus and put the investment into doing what would be necessary in order to prevent getting the sicknesses in the first place.
Right, but the challenge is there's so money being made, there's so organizations that are funded by, and you know, they're raising money for the V Foundation, and that goes into cancer research, and it's like, okay, how long have we been researching cancer, and the best we can come up with is slash and burn?
Well, I would think that it's not that you would necessarily want to eliminate the research on treating these diseases.
No,
but
you want to come up with solutions for why it happens. You don't want to treat the effect. You want to treat the cause. And all the money and all the research is going into finding, quote, more effective ways or more costly ways. You know, cancer treatment isn't cheap.
No, it's quite expensive.
Why? Because we have to pay to fund the research, and we have to pay to fund the doctors, and we have to pay for the extensive medications and the treatments that are involved, and sitting in a room with a whole bunch of other cancer people with IV bags of medicines, toxic chemicals being pumped into the body in an effort to kill the cancer, blah, blah, blah. And we've all seen it. We were aware of it, et cetera. And again, no disrespect to those people. Those are the most courageous people out there, are those who are going through the battle of cancer. But I really want to take a step back and understand, well, why do we get these things, and what are we doing to address that why, so that we can make it something we can look back on the history of humanity and say, wow, that was a real dark period that humans got through. We got through it. We don't have disease anymore. We don't have cancer anymore. We don't have any of those things that we were dying of before, because we've evolved beyond it. Why? Because we finally woke up and started to treat the source of it, not treat the effect of it.
Well, we come at it as a battle. We talk about the war on cancer, the war on disease, the war on heart disease, but then you're engaged in a battle, which means that the enemy has to already be in place.
Right. And that's the thing. And that's the whole rule of healthcare. Healthcare says, health insurance says, care that seeks to prevent disease, promote health, prolong and enhance the quality of a person's life is not medically necessary and is not a covered service. So all of healthcare is predicated on treating somebody who already has full-blown disease. And we're going to do screenings, and they were talking about make sure you go get your cancer screening and all of these kinds of things. And I'm not saying that you shouldn't be doing that, but at the end of the day, why are we screening for something that we're all destined to have because nobody cares to set up a system to where we never actually have to have it?
So it leads me to the question, what does it mean to be healthy?
What does it mean to be healthy?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Again, health is a state of optimum, physically, mentally, socially. I throw in there spiritual well-being, and not merely the absence of disease, sickness, mm-hmm. or symptoms. Okay, so if you are truly healthy, then your body's functioning as close to 100% as possible. In order to have a symptom, in order to qualify for medical care, your body has to be functioning at 40% or less. And so if we wait until you've lost greater than 60% of normal functioning before anybody cares to get involved, then we wonder why we have these school shootings. We wonder why we have these people go on psychotic tirades and take other people's lives and take their own lives and wearing bombs and shooting other human beings, innocent human beings, all because we have some dysfunction within ourselves, and this is how we feel we're going to get back, and this is, we end up lashing out. None of those things should be happening. And if we took better care of each other in an effort to take better care of ourselves, I think we can eliminate all of this stuff, including disease.
That would be a remarkable thing. I mean, we talk about having health insurance, and people think about that. That offers you some level of protection. But is it really protection? Well, I mean, what is the actual protection that you get from healthcare?
Well, that depends insurance. On what you buy. And believe me, you didn't get what you thought you were getting once you choose to exercise the, quote, benefit. I can't tell you how many people have come to me after they had to go into their medical doctor's office and, they're going in for a, quote, procedure, mm-hmm. and they think that they have good benefits, and they come out with, a huge bill afterwards, sometimes in excess of $100,000. And it's just like, okay, well, where was your benefit? What was the benefit? Okay, they did the procedure, but your insurance covered nearly none of it. And everybody's seen the TV commercials because they're on all the time. Okay, you got to get your Medicare supplement. For the senior citizens that are out there, make sure you have a good Medicare supplement that will fill in the gap, because Medicare won't pay for everything. And
right.
It's interesting, as a holistic healthcare provider, as a licensed chiropractor, Medicare doesn't cover for me to do an exam of my patient.
So how would you know what to do for your patient if you can't examine them?
Interesting question.
Yeah.
So the patient is responsible for the exam cost. And then once the exam has determined what's wrong with a person, mm-hmm. okay, then Medicare may choose to pick up part of it. And then the part that Medicare doesn't pick up is why they want you to buy a supplemental. And the sad part is now people are paying for their Medicare, and they're paying for their supplement, and they're paying for their medications, and they're paying for their deductibles, and of course they have their copays, and it's just like, okay, so how much money are people who are sometimes on a limited budget or a fixed budget, how are they supposed to do this? And yet they're bombarded with all sorts of advertisements on this is what you need to do, and this you got to get this insurance, and then you got Alex Trebek on there who's trying to sell a policy for this, that, and the other thing. And it's just, I look at, we're buying all this insurance, but to your question, are we actually healthier? Are we safer as a result of having this insurance? And again, I say it depends upon the coverage. And chances are the coverage you think you're getting is probably not the coverage that you actually have. And the only way you'll really know is once they go through it and they apply the policy the way that they're going to apply the policy, you're going to be left holding the bag for probably what's bigger than what you ever could have imagined, regardless of what level of insurance that you have.
And it would seem that what I keep seeing, you know, if you watch television and you see the news, they're coming up with new diseases that we never heard of before. So right. Is that they're identifying something that's always existed and they just gave it a name? Or is it something that's actually arising now?
Truth be told, the pharmaceutical marketing department, for the pharmaceutical companies, mm-hmm. okay, they come up with ideas for what medications can be used for. And they develop a whole campaign around it, and then they market it to the public, mm-hmm. and then people start going into doctor's offices, and now they're asking if I have this particular problem, because guess what? They're being suggested that they could have a problem. And when you talk to the marketing people of the pharmaceutical industry, they're the ones that run the company, because they're the ones who are driving the profits, because they're the ones who are coming up with new methods or new ways or new angles from which to market their products, which are all basically the same mm-hmm. thing. There was a medication several years back. I'm sure it's still out there, but I don't know, because I'm not a woman and I don't suffer from PMDD. But if you have premenstrual dysphoric dysfunction, which is different from premenstrual syndrome, then you need this medication. Well, truth be told, you pull that medication apart, and what's the medication? It's basically repackaging of Prozac.
Huh.
So you're giving women an antidepressant to help them get through their PMDD, which is, according to the commercial, it's a distinct medical condition. And it's like, okay, so they put all these thoughts out there. The words are chosen very specifically to create the most amount of buzz, the most amount of emotional impact on the people who are actually hearing the commercial. Mm-hmm. And then they advertise on just the four main networks, ABC, NBC, CBS, and Fox. They spent over $6.2 billion in 2016.
Wow.
On advertising just on those four stations. Now, how many of us have cable? How many of us watch cable? How many cable commercials do you see for medications? Just about every one of them.
Right, and then there's the magazines.
And then there's magazines, and there's newspaper ads, and there's internet, and it's like, okay, that's a huge chunk of change. That's all of that. Somebody has to pay for that. Well, guess mm-hmm. who's paying for it?
You are when you're paying.
You and I are when you pay your health insurance premium.
Sure.
And had Hillary Clinton got into office, they were going to get ready to roll out a prescription plan to where every American was going to be responsible for a $250 monthly stipend that was going to go towards a prescription plan, so that would bring down, that was the guise that they were going to bring down the cost of pharmaceuticals. So make it affordable for everybody, because everybody's paying for them. Why should I pay into a system that I, A, never use, B, have never used, and C, I don't ever plan on using, because guess what? I maintain my own health, and I do it because I focus on health. I don't focus on creating disease within myself.
Well, one of the things that, you know, this whole health insurance conversation is that, like you said, you've got to lose so much health before you can get treatment. So what happens is that people wait until they're much further down the sickness scale before they even go and venture in to get help.
Right. And so the way to circumvent that is to go to a free screening. They'll give away the screening.
The
insurance companies will actually create days to where you can come in and get your free screening, okay? Because they're willing to give away $100 worth of service to capture, I don't know,
a lifetime of medicine.
A lifetime of medication or a couple $100,000 in surgical procedures. It's like, okay, for every 10 patients they screen, typically 70% of people have the condition that they're looking for. So good. So we cast our nets out into the ocean, and we come back with 7 fish every time we cast our nets out into the ocean. So we're not going to charge you for casting the nets out into the ocean. We're just going to cast them, and every 10 people we screen, we're going to get 7 of them, and then 7 of them we're going to monetize by a factor of, I don't know, 100,000.
Like, okay, well, I mean,
that's good business.
Yeah, well, that's exactly what it is. I mean, this is the whole notion of this healthcare model is it's based on a financial model. It's not based on a healthcare model.
Right. And I believe that that's morally, ethically, and in the eyes of God, that's the wrong thing for us to do. But God doesn't judge what we do in that regard. God allows the law of consequences to take place. And the law of consequences right now is showing us that we can't continue down this system. And, you know, there was a drug ad as I was in the car driving over here that was talking about you don't need to pay full price anymore for that erectile dysfunction medicine because now you can get the generic. And instead of spending $30 a pill and having an uncomfortable doctor's visit, you can go online and you can order it and it costs next to nothing. And you don't have the face-to-face uncomfortable visit. You get to answer some questions online and they'll send it to you. No questions asked. And it's like...
I wonder about that. But I just wonder, like, because I hear so much about the kind of drugs that are being imported and... You know, there's all kinds of not real medications that are out there that people are getting. You hear about it all the time.
I get people that get herbs from China. And with the kind of testing and stuff that I do in my office that you're aware of, we evaluate whether those things are going to be effective or not. And it's always interesting when they're not going to be effective. And they're like, but, you know, I've spent good money on this. And I'm like, well, just think of how much money I'm saving you because you're never going to order it again.
Well, I mean, now in terms of healthcare, there are there's the possibility of getting injured. There's the possibility of some kind of extreme incident happening in your life. Don't you need that kind of protection?
Well, you do need that kind of protection. Auto insurance is going to protect you and your car in case there's an accident. And with that auto insurance comes a health benefit associated with that. Workers' compensation is supposed to provide you with a work benefit if you get hurt on the job. Your homeowner's insurance has a health benefit in case you get injured in your home. But all of those become secondary if you have health insurance, because it's supposed to defer to health insurance. And so what's interesting is I get patients periodically that will have an issue, and they will call their doctor, and the doctor doesn't necessarily want to be bothered, so the doctor's like, well, go to the emergency room.
Well, that's the most expensive place to get health care.
Well, that would be correct. But if your doctor doesn't necessarily want to be bothered, or your doctor, you know, we've had this situation in my office where a patient calls their medical doctor to get results because that's going to directly impact what I'm doing in the office at that particular time. You know, the doctor never calls them back and never answers the phone, and it's hard for us. So sometimes I have to get on the phone and say, hi, my name is Dr. Huntoon, and I'm calling regarding this patient, and this is their social security number and their date of birth, so that they think that, you know, that you've answered all the right questions. What is it that you need? Well, I was wondering if you could definitely put the doctor on the phone, but worst case scenario, I need all their most recent lab work or their x-ray results or their MRI results or whatever the doctor's doing for them. I need to get those results and I need to get them. Could you, email them to me, or could you send them through your portal and give me the login information so that I can go to the portal and I can look at their stuff so that, you know, and it's interesting because this one patient basically was arguing with the receptionist because she wouldn't put the doctor on the phone. It's like, I'm sorry, we need to understand, you as the person who has the health insurance, who is going in for treatment, funny concept, your doctor is your employee. You're the boss. The doctor is your employee. They work for you. Now, truth be told, they work for the insurance company, and they're going to do whatever the insurance company is going to be willing to pay them for. But the real fact of the matter is if you hand them your insurance card, they are supposed to be working for you.
Right.
You're the boss. They're the employee. And if your employee won't come to the phone or won't answer your question as their boss, I'm pretty sure they get fired if it was in a business. Well, healthcare is a business, and they should get fired. And we need to humble doctors. I get humbled all the time, and I'm okay getting humbled because at the end of the day, it's nice to be reminded that the patient has a say in their healthcare, and it's nice to be reminded of why I'm in the business that I'm in, which is to serve the patient. And periodically, everybody can have a bad day, or everybody can get a little bit off topic, or everybody can get a little bit off center.
Sure, sure.
And it's nice to always be reminded. And I tell my patients right on day one, and I'll tell everybody listening right now, even before you become a patient in my office, if I'm not doing the job that you think I should be doing, please call me on it. Put it in my face. Wake me up about it. Make me do a better job. And I do everything that I can with every single patient that sits in front of me to be 100% present with them for what's important for them.
That's a great thing. And it's, you know, it's something that you do. It's something that you take care of. And it was interesting that you were talking about the fact that you look at all the evaluations and test results and things like that for your patients in order to get the information you need to be able to treat them. Even as you come from an alternative perspective, you're not coming from the medical perspective of prescribing medications or surgeries, and yet you still use the same information, the same data points to be able to figure out how do you help your patients.
Right, because at the end of the day, we work for the patient, and whether you're doing it medicinally, whether you're doing it physical therapy-wise, whether you're doing it massage therapy-wise, whether you're using an osteopath, whether you're using a chiropractor, a naturopath, a homeopath, whoever you're going to see, okay, is it possible to have more than one provider helping take care of you?
Should be.
Absolutely. Okay, and so what's important is that everybody should be on the same page and everybody should have the same mission. How do we make the person who is our boss the healthiest we can possibly make them so that they continue to employ us in helping to maintain their health?
This is a brilliant thing. We need to take a short commercial break, Dr. Rick, to hear from our generous sponsor, the AlternativeHealthcareNetwork.com. And when we get back, I want to talk to you some more about this idea between what's sickness care and what's health care.
Absolutely. But please listen to this commercial from our generous sponsor. You're listening to the AlternativeHealthcareNetwork.com.
You are listening to the Alternative Healthcare Network.
You've been going to the doctor for years. They order you blood work, give you a pill to cover up your symptom, and send you on your way. The side effects to that medication could not only be dangerous, but life-threatening, and what you don't know can kill you. I'm Dr. Richard Huntoon of the Advanced Alternative Medicine Center. For all the latest on improving your health, I'm here to answer any questions in helping you towards a healthier life. Call Advanced Alternative Medicine Center at 561-2225 or go to spineboy.com.
You are listening to the Alternative Healthcare Network.
And we are back, and you are listening to When Your Health Matters, the show designed to empower you to better health through knowledge and education. And I'm your host, Dr. Richard Huntoon from Advanced Alternative Medicine Center. We are located at 138 Canal Street in Pooler Park. That is in Pooler, Georgia. We're in Suite 404 of Building 400. Best way to get a hold of me would be to call my cell phone directly. That's the phone that I typically answer. That's area code 845-561-2225. Again, 845-561-2225. Please do not text that phone because it does not receive texts and you'll never get a response from me. But if you do want to exercise your right to text, you can text me, I suppose, at my email address. I think that's called email. You can email me at docrick@spineboy.com. That's docrick at spineboy.com. And it would be my pleasure to answer your questions. When you have questions, this show is called When Your Health Matters. It's not up to me when your health matters. It's up to you when your health matters. And when your health matters, and I feel it should always matter, then you need the proper information in order to help you maintain your health, not manage your sickness or manage your health problems. And that's what we've been talking about today with Mark, the difference between our, quote, current healthcare system, or is it actually a sickness care system? And I think we're discovering that we do have a sickness care system, and there's nothing really out there that's going to help you to be, stay, and become healthy because we're focused on disease.
Well, you know, another big problem that people face or may face is the ability to even get the insurance. I mean, when somebody has a pre-existing condition, they may not even be able to get the insurance that they need to help them take care of their health.
Right, and that's the sad part is that we've painted ourselves into a corner to where if people didn't have the right kind of care to maintain their health, then they end up developing a pre-existing condition. They didn't go to any of the fish casting, net casting screenings to find out if they have a problem, which is why they promote these screenings now. They're free, so you can come in and get evaluated, and then we can determine how much treatment you're going to need. And if you have the bronze plan of your health insurance, you'll get minimal treatment. If you got the silver plan, then you'll get more probably regular treatment. If you get the gold plan, then you may get a little bit, couple bells and whistles. But if you've got the platinum plan, now you get everything, and you'll get welcomed in, and you'll get put in a suite, and we're just going to take really, really good care of you, and we're going to extract as much money out of your insurance plan as possible in an effort to figure these things out. And the sad part is I've had patients recently that have gone in for testing, and with interesting symptoms, and if I happen to be in my Georgia office and it's a patient up in New York, or if I happen to be in my New York office and it's a patient down in Georgia, and I can't get to them right away, or they can't get to me right away, sometimes they get into the hospital. And I had a patient recently who went through a 3-day stay in the hospital to be discharged. They didn't necessarily find anything. Then he developed complications to what they started treating him for, and then he had to go back in the hospital for another 6 days. And when he got out of the hospital 6 days later, his head was spinning, and he had no idea what the heck was going on with him because they couldn't figure things out.
Which seems to happen quite often, that they can't figure out what's going on with your health.
And that's the sad state of affairs that we're in. Why? Because if you can't explain a thing like cancer, or if you can't explain vague symptoms, or if you mm-hmm. can't explain why somebody has blood pressure issues, and in this particular individual, this person got, they tried, I think at the end of the day, the grand total was 6 different medications to try to regulate his blood pressure, and they couldn't do it, so they started looking for other problems, and they found an incidental problem, and you know, then they started to manage that and continued to put him on blood pressure medications, and finally they were able to get his blood pressure down. But ultimately, what I think they concluded was the first medication they put him on for a condition that has nothing to do with his blood pressure is what was causing his blood pressure to go up.
Wow.
So the consequence of the first medication,
a side effect.
Side effect of the first medication is what caused his blood pressure to go up, and they weren't even considering that the medication that they gave him is what caused his blood pressure to go up when he'd never had a blood pressure issue prior to that.
That's so interesting that you know, because we've talked quite a bit about side effects and how the side effects can oftentimes be even more severe than the original problem that you were trying to treat,
right,
or can lead you down to another long-term health crisis.
Absolutely.
Right? With all this issue about health care, one of the things that you're talking about is there's all this money that's being exchanged at the insurance level, but for so many people, they can't afford to get their health care insurance. And if you don't have it, as you were saying, if you had the bronze or the silver, you might end up with a huge hospital bill because you couldn't pay the ongoing monthly insurance.
Right. And or if you don't have any health insurance, or you have some sort of minimalistic plan, something mm-hmm. less than the bronze plan, something just like a crisis care plan,
right,
then you're going to be required to spend a whole bunch of money up front. And if the people making the decisions don't feel that you're a good risk to allow you to have to be billed for all these services after the fact, then you may not be getting the kind of care that you actually need. And it, you know, so much of healthcare right now is about money. It's more about money than it is about the actual
about
care.
Health. Right.
That
right.
is about taking care of people. And I'm humbled and I'm grateful every single day when somebody comes to me and they give me the opportunity to use my gifts to help them with their health concern. And I never lose sight of what we're actually doing and why we're doing it.
So what is it that you're able to do to help people improve their health?
Well, the nice thing is that we have this wonderful tool called manual muscle testing, which we've talked about mm-hmm. many, many times. And the great founder of manual muscle testing, the late, great Dr. George Goodhart, I just think his last name, Goodhart, says
it
everything.
All. Yeah.
And, you know, I think that he was bestowed that name and got into the profession that he got into for a purpose. And that purpose was just to help understand what's going on with people and to actually take care of people, not to take care of their condition, but to take care of the person who has the condition in hopes to make the condition go away. And so when I evaluate somebody using manual muscle testing, it's a type of neurofeedback that helps me interact with their nervous system to find out where there's nerve interference and where there's malfunction going on with the organs and glands or tissues or what have you. And then once we understand what they have, then it becomes a question of, well, why do they have it? And what do we have to do to address the why? And when you address the why fully, the what goes away. And that's what everybody's interested in. How do you make this uncomfortable situation go away? How do we do an abracadabra? It's gone. How do we do that?
Well, that's what we thought we were getting when we were taking medications, that you'd take a pill and you'd feel well again.
Right. But the challenge is that those magic pills don't actually perform the magic. It's just an illusion. They mask things. They cover things up. They make you feel one way when, in fact, your function is something completely different. The physiology at the cellular level is still dysfunctional. And you're either covering something up, you're suppressing something from being able to express itself, or you're, in essence, potentially killing something so that it doesn't work anymore, so therefore it can't yell at you that there's a problem.
Well, that brings to my mind, you know, there's this thing called the placebo effect, where people are given... they're told they're given a medication, but it actually isn't a medication at all. And they get the same results as if they had taken the medication. So there's so much that goes on in taking care of somebody's health that has something to do beyond what the drugs are.
Right. And that's, you know, either absolute faith. You totally believe in whatever it is that your doctor's telling you. You go into 100% agreement with it. And, you know, you don't take your focus off of that. I'm reminded of the story of the gentleman that had these vague symptoms and they couldn't figure out what was going on. And this was back in the day before they had MRIs and CAT scans and all of that. And they don't have the good viewing procedures that they do now. And so the last thing he remembered was having a conversation with his doctor. And his doctor says, well, we're going to go in and we're going to figure out what's going on with you. And when you wake up after the surgery, you're going to be 100% well. Mm-hmm. So he went in with the mindset that when he comes out of it, he's going to be 100% well.
Right.
They opened him up, and they realized that his whole body was ravaged with cancer. And there was like, if we start cutting now, there's nothing that we can stop cutting. So we're just sewing back up and, you know, send him on his way. And nobody had the conversation with him afterwards. So he woke up in the recovery room with the thought of what?
I'm perfectly well. Yeah.
The guy lived for another 30 years.
Amazing.
And the autopsy showed that there was no evidence of cancer. Why? That's... Because his mind was convinced that he was well. So that was the signal that his nervous system was being told. He's well. He's well. He's well. I'm well. Everything's good. I'm fine. I'm healthy. And guess what? His body went on to mimic that.
Yeah, went along with it.
And that's the thing. It's, we as doctors need to be very mindful of the words that we use. And we need to make sure that we get the patient's perspective of what the words that we're sharing with them has done to them. Tell somebody they have cancer. I promise you they're not going to listen to anything else you have to say.
You can't hear anything
until they've digested the fact that you just told them that they have cancer.
Right.
Tell them they have any kind of diagnosis that they already have a preconceived notion as to what that diagnosis means. Okay? And they may not listen afterwards. That's why it's important to always have an advocate that can go listen and recall back to the patient, well, actually, this is what the doctor said. And I always encourage my patients, if you're going to go in for some kind of consultation where you're going to get some potentially difficult news, go in with your smartphone and just record the whole conversation.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Now, doctors may not necessarily be comfortable with it. But at the end of the day, you're going for what reason? You're going for
your own health.
Do whatever you have to do in order to make sure that you have the adequate understanding. So good. My thought is just record the conversation. It's interesting, in our law enforcement officials, they now wear what?
Body cams.
Body cameras, right.
Yeah,
why do they wear body cameras?
They want to record
everything. So there's a video of exactly what happened. You can't dispute what the video says.
Right.
Okay. And it's like, okay, well, I think all of our doctor's visits should potentially be that way too.
It'd be interesting.
But the challenge is what would that do to our liability? Well, I got on tape here, the doctor, you said this. And it's like, okay, so, you know, I think there's a lot more that we can do to A, protect our patients, and B, make sure that we're adequately communicating. Because making sure that I transfer my knowledge and my understanding of your condition to you so that you can duplicate my knowledge and my understanding, so that you now have a better way of visualizing, understanding, internalizing, and moving forward with your condition. Why? Because you get it. You're not sitting there in a state of confusion.
Yeah. No, this is an important conversation to be having, and an important idea for people to realize that there's so much that they can do for their health that does not require relying upon medications, on relying upon just spending all your dollars on health insurance and going and getting tests. There are other ways to treat your health.
Right. If there was anything that I would encourage somebody to do, is I would encourage somebody to have a catastrophic policy. Has a high deductible, okay, that no matter what shows up, you're going to be covered because it's for catastrophes, okay?
Right.
Any serious health condition comes up, it's okay. You have the catastrophic safety net, and yeah, you're going to need to have a high deductible, maybe $3,000, $4,000, or $5,000 deductible. Good. Put that money aside.
Health insurance, yeah.
Leave that aside with your catastrophic policy. You can have your regular health care insurance policy, but definitely you always want to have that safety net. And if you can put that in place, then you have some peace of mind, and then you don't necessarily have to worry, but then go live a lifestyle that means that you're never going to have to actually exercise it.
That's important. Well, this is a great conversation, Doc Rick. We need to take another short commercial break. To hear from our generous sponsor, the alternativehealthcarenetwork.com. When we get back, I'd like to finish off this conversation about healthcare versus sickness care.
Absolutely, but please listen to this commercial from our generous sponsor. You're listening to the alternativehealthcarenetwork.com.
You are listening to the Alternative Healthcare Network.
Why do I keep getting sick? Why can't I get healthy? Why do I have to take all these medications? You want to be well. You want to know why you're not. You want answers. Now you can find out by asking Dr. Y. Dr. Y is a holistic healthcare provider who has dedicated his life to uncovering the causes of health concerns. Dr. Y has traveled the globe studying the best natural ways to help you to wellness. He'll identify the root causes of your health concerns, get you the answers you want, and help you to health in a natural, drug-free way. Schedule a visit with Dr. Y today by calling 845-561-2225. That's 845-561-2225.
You are listening to the Alternative Healthcare Network.
And we are back, and you're listening to When Your Health Matters, the show designed to empower you to better health through knowledge and education. And I'm your host, Dr. Richard Huntoon from Advanced Alternative Medicine Center. We are located at 138 Canal Street in Pooler Park. That is in Pooler, Georgia. We're in Suite 404 in Building 400. Best way to get a hold of me would be to call my cell phone directly at area code 845-561-2225. Again, 845-561-2225. If you are a texting type email person, you can email me directly at docrick@spineboy.com. That's docrick@spineboy.com. And it would be my pleasure to help you to better understanding with the concerns that you have regarding your health. This show is called When Your Health Matters. It means it's up to you when your health is important. So if you have a health concern, if you're facing a difficult diagnosis, or if you have any level of interest in just being healthy and never getting sick, kind of like what I do, then you should give me a call. And today, Mark and I have actually been talking about the topic of the difference between health care versus sickness care. Do we have health care in this country? I'm going to say no, we do not. We have sickness care. We have health management. Or sickness management in this country, and we're required to pay for it up front, and there's nothing being done to make sure that we're preventing diseases and eliminating diseases, and it's just more and more money being thrown into a system that they have no interest in fixing, because if they fix it, then what are we going to do with all that money?
Well, you know, that kind of leads me to the next question I had for you, because if people followed your prescription for health, which is to eat right, to drink plenty of water, good breathing, good exercise, plenty of rest, the basic stuff you learned in kindergarten, how are you going to make any money? Because everybody's going to be healthy.
Well, at the end of the day, it would be nice if we didn't have to require so many healthcare professionals. But at the end of the day, here's what's important. We're all subject to the laws of stress. We're all subject to the laws of gravity. The food that they produce for us is deficient in some of its nutrients in an effort to give it a shelf life. I'm going to tell you that healthcare professionals are always going to be needed because human beings tend to create problems for themselves. And as long as we have problems, ideally we want physical problems that happen as a result of doing something wrong physically. We don't want to have physiological problems that develop as a result of doing bad things to your body, like living in a polluted city, smoking, drinking alcohol to excess, eating lots of sugar, doing things that we know that we shouldn't be doing health-wise that helps to erode our health and strip health out of our bodies. If we are to live a more proactive lifestyle to where we are eating quality food because quality food is available, quality food is affordable, and quality food is what is promoted that people should be eating, then we wouldn't necessarily have to be sick and we wouldn't necessarily have to have sickness. Well, either way, people come to me because they want to stay well, because they know when they're not in my office, they're doing things that erode at their wellness. So they come back to get their hun tune up, to get them back on the path of staying well and being well. Most of my patients that I see once a month up in New York, I see them once a month. That's how they manage their health. That's how they, that is their health care, is to check in once a month, get their hun tune up, make sure that everything's good, that we've covered everything, that there's nothing new that has come up, give them some advice in terms of what they should be focusing on, what they should be doing. And when I see them a month later, guess what? Any problems? No, I didn't have any problems this month. Thanks, and you know, I'm good. Just make sure that everything's working the way that it's supposed to work. And guess what? So we keep them healthy. They stay healthy. They have high levels of health. They have high levels of energy. They're eating quality food. They're not having issues sleeping. They bounce out of bed in the morning ready to attack their day. They have enough energy to last their whole day, and they go about their business. That's what life is. Life is not about managing sickness.
So really, you're talking about what you provide, the service you provide, is really a health maintenance program for people to maintain their good health.
For the percentage of those patients who have been with me long enough to fully recover their health, then yes, they want to maintain their health. So good. They use me to maintain their health. Why? Because I was the one that got them back to being healthy. Now, I had a patient that I saw this week, and God bless her. She's probably giving birth now or within the next week. Okay. I treated her throughout her whole pregnancy. And it was so wonderful that she's like within 10 days of giving birth, and she comes bouncing into my office with a big radiant smile on her face. She looks healthy. She's not overweight as a result of the pregnancy. Her body hasn't gone to hell as a result of being pregnant. She feels energized. She feels healthy. She's excited for the baby that's coming. She knows it's not going to be an issue. And the funny thing is all the people that come to her, she's a hairdresser.
Uh-huh.
All the people that come to her, they're just like, how come you're still on your feet? You look like, you know, isn't it about time that you give birth? Why are you still coming to work? And she's like, I'm coming to work because I love going to work. I love interacting with you people. And you know what? There's no problems associated with my pregnancy. I don't have any aches. I don't have any pains. You know, yeah, I feel some tightness and I feel different in my body because my body's changed its shape and all. But I'm not sitting here complaining about aches and pains or any of those kinds of things. And I'm so excited for her. I'm so excited for the son that she's going to have. I'm excited for her husband. And I told her, I said, when you have this child, whether you have it while I'm gone or whether you have it when I come back up, you call me and I will come to your house and I will adjust you and make sure that your pelvis goes back to normal and I will adjust your baby and I will make sure that everybody's good. And she's like, Dr. Huntoon, that's such a generous offer and I appreciate that you're done. I'm just like, no, it's not an offer. This is what I'm going to do for you because this is how I continue to support you to be healthy, okay? If you have natural childbirth, you're squeezing a 6, 7, 8, 9, 10-pound baby through a hole the size of a quarter. We need to make sure we check that baby right after it's born or as close to as possible after it's been born. And I do that as a courtesy. Why? Because I'm all about health. and I want your kid to grow up healthy. I don't want your kid to get ear infections. I don't want them to get colic. I don't want them to have any of those problems. And when we maintain the integrity of their health, they don't get those problems.
Well, this is such an important difference in the approach that you have to health. And it's important for people to understand that, because you mentioned that not everybody that comes to you is already in good health.
No.
So you may have to help bring them back into good health. And once you're in good health, of course you slip left and right, this way, that way, in terms of your health. So you want to bring it back into center.
Right.
And that's really kind of the what you do.
One of the patients that I saw this morning, God bless them. You're familiar with a pickaxe.
Sure.
And you know what pickaxes are for. They're for basically breaking up concrete or picking into the ground, digging holes for posts and this, that, and the other thing. He showed me a picture on his phone. He bent his pickaxe.
Wow.
Because of the amount of stuff that he was using on his... He literally bent the blade of the pickaxe. Was all twisted. I said, how did you do that? He says, I had to get these post holes dug because we're putting a fence in for the two new dogs that we just got. And I was like, so he showed me the ground of what he was picking.
Uh-huh.
And it was like, it was worse than a slab of concrete. It was just like sheer rock that he had to get in, and he showed me the bent pickaxe. And I was just like, so his hands, his arms, his shoulders were tremendously painful and sore as a result of doing that for basically 16 hours. And so guess what? He came in. We took care of what we needed to take care of. But human beings are interesting. We go out and we abuse ourselves all day, every day. And because we get through it every day, and because it may be our standard way of operating because it's our job or what have you, okay, we kind of take these things for granted. But at the end of the day, he knew well enough to come see me. He was looking forward to coming to see me because he knew that he needed to get realigned what he was doing to himself.
Well, this has been a great conversation, Doc Rick. I really appreciate the time you take and having this conversation with you. And we're about out of time for today, but I'm going to look forward to speaking to you next week.
Yeah, and if anybody out there is living a life that isn't their ideal health and they're interested in exploring options in order to regain their health and to improve their health to a maximum level to where you can get in the boat that I'm in to where you never get sick, please give me a call. My best phone number is area code 845-561-2225. Again, 845-561-2225. And if you're in the Savannah area, I know that's a different area code. It is my cell phone. I will be the one answering the phone 99% of the time. You will be talking to me directly. It is your best opportunity to have a consultation with a doctor on the phone. You're not going to have to get put through a whole bunch of hurdles, and maybe the doctor calls you back, maybe the doctor doesn't. Please, I want to talk to you. I want to give you the understanding that you need. I want to help you. I want to become your health coach. I want to become your health advocate. I want to become the person in your life that helps you manage and maintain and never get sick and always be healthy. And so I would appreciate any phone calls, any emails. My email again is docrick@spineboy.com, docrick@spineboy.com. Whatever your case is, if you have a health problem, if you're recovering from a health problem, if you want to never have a health problem, please get in touch with me and I would really look forward to it. I want to thank you for tuning in this week. Please tune back in next week, same health time, same health station. This is Dr. Richard Huntoon from Advanced Alternative Medicine Center saying, I look forward to supporting you when your health matters.
What started out as a headache has become a pain in the butt. What was just an itchy finger now is a swollen foot. Doctor, I've been out of breath and I've never walked up a hill. Avoid all diet and exercise, I'd rather give you a pill. The thing is, there might be some side effects. You mean there probably will? Well, if it's a fact, just come back and I'll give you another pill. On top of that, 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 on top of that. And then he showed me his bill. I popped another pill.